Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
No! It's Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com for hats, hoodies, t-shirts, and long sleeves. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen who were just on Bye Guys recently, and I think we're going to have a very fun day. I am hanging out with Peter Angelo.
Hello.
Hello. And Tristan Bowling.
Yo, what's
not
up?
Tristan Rodriguez.
Yeah, nailed it this time. How you guys doing today?
Fucking great, man.
I'm fantastic.
This is going to be a real fun day. Thank you guys so much for your time. Appreciate it. We're doing a marathon session of tapings today at the Gas Digital Network, and it's been a fun goddamn fucking day. So for people that have been watching the podcast all week, yes, I do usually change my clothes. I'm sorry that I'm wearing the same thing all week on the network. Peter, what do you want people to check out? Dates, projects, social media, anything you want.
Follow me on Instagram, Metal P Comedy, as well as TikTok. I post a lot of clips there. I'm going to be in Austin February 13th through the 19th at a couple different shows there. You can check me out. Also on YouTube, You're Up is a new like stand-up series that I'm being a part of, filmed at Stand Up New York. So if you check that out, look up Peter Angelo on You're Up on YouTube.
Very, very cool. Tristan?
Oh, yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Tristan is a Comedian, and follow my podcast, Final Stop. A bunch of Arizona boys talking shit, being goofy, doing a poo-poo pee-pee stuff, which is a lot of fun. And yeah, check me out on Insta for all my dates. That's what I do.
Fantastic. Guys, if you want to see me live, February the 17th and 18th, I will be in Saratoga Springs, New York, headlining. Come hang out. It should be a ton of fun. And as far as that, you know, just follow me on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Follow Catalyst Wrestling and all the other fun shit we do. And we got some movie news coming soon as well. Before we go any further, oh yeah, fucking Alex is having a baby. Go to her Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Click on the link in her profile. Buy that baby some stuff for the registry. And we're going to give it a big kiss when it comes out. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Before we go any further, I have a word from our sponsors. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to talk to you about our favorite sponsor, the marquee sponsor of Skankfest and all the great things we do here at the Gas Digital Network, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, and do not start on my account, but if you do Kratom, there is only one place you should be purchasing it from. They have all your favorite strains, great customer service, and you got to stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, and gas stations when you can get $60 kilos. That's right, kilos. That's right, kilos delivered right to your door. It's the best deal in Kratom, and they are the best sponsor in the world. They take such good care of us. Please love the sponsor that loves us. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Thank you. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1987, Cellar Dweller, directed by John Carl Buechler. John is one of the greatest special effects artists of all time, giving us some Freddy Krueger, some Jason, some Ghoulies, all the way up until recently where he worked on a ton of great stuff. And this is one of his movies that he directed. It is written by Don Mancini, who gave us Chucky.
Yeah, holy shit.
And it stars Jeffrey Combs from Reanimator. And it is going to be a very fun, silly, gory, weird, monster-y day here on The Spook Show. You know how to do this. You can download the episode and listen right along with us and watch the movie however you would like. It is on YouTube for free. I don't know who uploaded it. It wasn't me, but I ain't telling you not to go there. Or just fucking watch the goddamn episode on GasDigitalNetwork.com. We screen the movie for free Friday nights at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30, curated by myself and Alex. And just fucking tune in, man. But however you support the show, we truly appreciate you. Ladies in the booth, Roll that beautiful Buechler footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I always love when special effects guys get their chance.
Oh, yeah. I was into it today because I was looking up Screaming Mad George stuff. And I'm like, I know John Carl Buechler did another movie that we haven't watched on here. But he did everything up until, like, pretty recently he was doing effects on some pretty wild shit. He died, I think, a year or two ago.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
But he was around, man. He put in the fucking time. And I know there's a bunch of Easter eggs in this to other people's movies.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I know there's a Reanimator poster somewhere. And then the main lady in this, Yvonne DiCarlo, you guys would know as, I believe, Lily Munster.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, this is a fucking fun one, dude.
Cellar Dweller.
So it's basically a comic book artist monster comes to life and haunts people.
Oh, that rules.
It's not exactly... we're not working too hard on this one, guys. An effects guy made it. We're not going to go too deep on the plot.
Yeah.
It's just it's an excuse to show all the cool shit.
Perving out in his own drawing.
So since I'm just getting to know you guys, Tristan, what scared you as a kid? What horror movies were the ones that fucked you up?
The Exorcist. It wasn't even the movie, just Winda Blair in a just like that maze game.
I know exactly the photo you're thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, just like nothing, like I can watch The Exorcist all day, but just that solid photo will freak me the fuck out.
Yep.
For me, it was Chucky.
Yep.
I saw Chucky as a kid, age. And it was that... It was a weird time, like, for a little while when I was little, nothing scared me. Then I hit this point where, like, I was fucking terrified of everything. I don't know if Chucky caused it.
Yeah, no, Chucky was the big one. Yeah. That Exorcist, there's a couple online fuzz. The Exorcist, there was one that was, what's the fear of a lot of holes? Tryptophobia?
Yeah, is something that like called? That. Like pores and shit like that?
There was a photo of a titty. filled with maggots. That was fake.
Ew.
But it had tons of holes in it with maggots coming out.
That's no
good. And I found out it was fake on Snopes. But for some reason, that picture haunts. I hate shit like that.
Yeah, trypophobia.
Thank you.
That's how a lot of gay guys are made.
Yes. Fear of holes.
Just seeing a lot
titties,
of holes.
Maggot titties.
Yeah. And I watch disgusting things all the time. For some reason, that bums me out. I went to a fucking... Right, and Peter, you might be able to relate to me on this. I went to a deathmatch show over the weekend.
Yeah,
I was horrified.
I wish I went to that.
I was horrified.
I saw photos,
and I loved it.
Was it cool?
Yeah. I loved it. It's like my shit. I love watching it. I've never been that close to it for that long. It's exhausting.
Yeah,
it was so much.
It seems a little bit more than light cardio.
Yeah, it was. And maybe, I mean, I got to witness the funniest, and for people that hate when I talk about wrestling, I'm very sorry, but, so there, for people that don't know, there was a guy who used to be a WWE wrestler on the show, named Enzo Amore.
He was on it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
He wrestled Juventud Guerrera.
Oh, shit.
And he is definitely not the kind of guy who would do this sort of ultra-violent thing. Looks awesome.
That looks fantastic.
Yep, and he figured out his drawings have come to life.
You got to double take that? That's
that
more than a coincidence.
Quick. He's like, wait, I've seen this before.
Yeah, I swear to God. Lock the bitch in there. She's dead. Get out.
And of course, we've talked about on the show, Jeffrey Combs, one of the most prolific horror actors of all time. Also one of, I believe, the only person to play multiple characters in multiple versions of Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah, he's two different people on one version of Star Trek, and he's in all the other Star Treks.
He's just good at Star Trek.
Yeah. This guy, Enzo Amore, and he's definitely not like the blood and guts type of guy, and he wore a white tracksuit, and he's like carrying his bag, and I could see him just kind of like, what the fuck am I here for?
Yeah.
And then his match was first, and then right before intermission was a match with about a few hundred light tubes being broken, and it was this guy I love, Big F and Joe from England, whereas another guy, Drake Younger, and they were just covered in blood, and I saw Enzo try to sneak out of the building before intermission, and he accidentally bumped into one of them as he was leaving and covered the side of his tracksuit in blood and was disgusted,
oh, that's
and
fantastic.
The joy I felt in my heart. to watch this dumb Guido
fucking douchebag
ruin his white tracksuit with the blood of a man in a death match made me so happy.
Yeah, that won't come out.
No, it was
that marinara sauce, motherfucker.
Some Swiss.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it made me so fucking happy.
This happened fast.
Yeah, we're going.
There's no
the movie picked up.
Build up. He's like drawing monster.
Yep. That subtlety is not the name of the game here. There's a monster. He drew it. Now he's got to kill it.
It's kind of like it's happening in real time. You don't really got time to think about it. It's like, oh, fuck, monsters are real now.
I kind of want it to be like, now I want like a version where he just keeps drawing them to slay them as like a challenge to himself. He's like, I'm the ultimate gladiator. I will keep drawing new monsters to beat them.
Yeah, I would just draw myself with a huge working cock. That would be great.
I was about to say.
Hey, stunt cock, get in there. Yeah.
If he just doesn't pump out bangable chicks.
Yeah.
Can you draw like personality? Just be like, she likes me for me.
The thought bubble over head.
Yeah.
Oh no, she's slightly bloody with a titty out. So as a low-budget horror movie from the 80s and 90s, this, of course, will take advantage of the as few location changes as possible.
Same spot from a different angle to tell you to be a different room.
Back in the room. They spent all the money
he
on the...
He kind of does look like Bruce Campbell a little bit.
Oh, 100%. Right? He's way just Bruce Campbell. Yeah, right.
They got a shiny fucking axe for the amount of money they spent.
That does look cool.
Yeah.
It's got a very... It looks like a giant ghoulie.
Actually, yeah. That is
100% It's 100%
true.
What it looks like.
Absolutely.
By the way, probably the same size as a ghoulie.
Yeah,
and it's just shot very close.
4 feet tall, not even.
I like it how he was using, like, the Necronomicon as reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you see the inside of it? It was drawn like a fucking fairy tale book.
Yeah, it's just like, bookbinding is a human face, but it's got good doodles.
Oh, that now it's really a ghoulie.
Yeah. What a fun opening. You know everything you need to know.
Yeah.
That apparently this guy had a comic. Why he dresses like that to do a comic book, I would probably be questioned.
He's like,
why is he dressed like a doctor?
I am a scientist. I am a scientist of comics.
Identically to Herbert West.
He just finished shooting a different movie, just like walked on, like, oh, I changed costume. Nah, fuck it. Just stay dressed like that.
No, should have thought about that. I love stories of people who don't know what character they are in what movie. It was Empire Pictures, by the way. It was the predecessor to Full Moon that we talk about all the time. I was reading about when they were shooting Back to the Future, they made Michael J. Fox shoot on Family Ties all day and then drive him to the set.
God damn.
And then do a full day on Back to the Future.
I wonder if they're having Parkinson's.
Yeah, and then he would go to bed at like 6 in the morning and have to be back at like 10.
I just sleep for like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's fucking
And how he
insane.
Didn't remember like who he was. Like he would be so tired that he didn't know if he was in Family Ties or Back to the Future.
That's wild.
And then, Christopher Lloyd.
Afterwards, he's like, thank God, on my hard work and acting, I could just coast.
Yeah.
At least I don't have a debilitating disease.
Well, then he apologized to the director at the end of Back to the Future. He was like, hey, I'm sorry, I really suck in this movie.
And then it's like infamous.
Yeah, and then it becomes a huge hit.
Yeah.
He actually, in the thing, he talks about how he thought Teen Wolf was going to be a bomb. And he was mad that he wasn't offered Back to the Future. And in his words, creepy Crispin Glover was. But you guys know that Back to the Future was somebody else, and they started shooting it and realized
they didn't like him when they got rid of him.
Yeah, they fired the original kid. Who was like another
fairly well-known
actor.
At the time. Not anymore.
There's like a bunch of scenes where it's just another guy.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, and they cut it all and restarted.
That's got to be such a pain in the ass.
Well, it's got to suck to, when you're that guy, get fired, then it's a huge hit. Because you got to be going, this movie's going to suck.
Yeah.
You got to be hoping. And then it's one of the, it's an American classic.
Yeah.
Well, everyone that's like, how shitty you have to be for them to be like, all right, we're just going to start again.
We're going to take the hit on however many millions of dollars it costs to shoot this.
Like, when they fired him, did everyone applaud? Because I'm like, this guy sucks.
I think it's worth driving Michael J. Fox insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take the hit, lose a bunch of money, and destroy this other actor's life for a little while.
We will consume him to bring him back to the future.
And I've yapped about this before, but I don't know if I've talked to you. I've never talked to you guys about it. There's a, and I believe that is a pseudonym for Don Mancini. If my fact sheet's correct. There's a director I love named Albert Pyun. He's just made a. He just died, but he made a bajillion bad straight to DVD type movies. He made Doll Man for Full Moon, which is one of my favorite movies. It was awesome shit. But he went to Europe to shoot all these, basically get all these rappers in these like crime movies.
Yeah.
So he got like Big Pun, Ice-T, Snoop. And they're all in these terrible straight to like 2000 era straight to DVD crime movies.
Damn.
But he was shooting three movies simultaneously.
Holy shit.
Sharing locations and costumes with the same actors. And when you talk to those guys that were in it, they are like, we don't know who we are or what's going on in any scene in any of those movies. He would just go action, and they go, what movie is this? And you go, I don't know.
Just fucking pick one.
They wouldn't even know who they were playing. They would just sit there and like play cards or something.
It's like pulling the John Malkovich and Con Air who didn't know anything about the movie. They were just like, that's crazy. He's like, all right.
My mother, she would just say, Stuart, you steer clear from that place. You understand? It's a bad place. In fact, just a month ago, I picked up...
what a piece of shit.
Well, he told me a hell of a lot of bizarre stories. Hey, thanks. Are you an artist?
Yes.
Thanks.
You know I'm a cartoonist.
Bitch.
Well, listen, you just watch out for something.
God, that's such a... all kinds of trouble. It's crazy. So I was talking the other day on my trick about how there's certain things after a certain age cut off that people will never understand.
Yeah.
Like twirling the cord on a phone.
Oh, yeah.
Or like rolling down the window of a car.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people probably in their 20s, like early 20s and above, who they didn't know what if they saw this, they wouldn't know what those numbers were in the camera.
Yeah, like the meter. And the
they wouldn't know what the meter was or what it meant.
Nah, not at all.
Like that's just never a thing they've seen.
Yeah, I know like a decent amount of people who I've just like, I've had to explain like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to some people and like I've never seen it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Or if you just like lived in a place that didn't have cabs or anything like that, like how foreign of a concept
Oh, dude, we had girls on Bye Guys the other week who I had to tell them who Mayim Bialik was. And I'm like, oh, she hosts fucking Jeopardy now.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at me. No. Yeah, I've been feeling very old.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody
here? How old are you guys?
I'm 24.
33.
Okay. Yeah, I got shook the other something. I can't remember the fuck we were watching. So, it was the age of somebody on TV really fucking shook me.
Every pro athlete.
Oh, dude, yeah, no, that one bums me out. Or when you look at people and they're like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it was that fucking the cast of Cheers was like 35 when the show was on.
Oh yeah, a lot of those are like I'm like you're the age. Oh, one that threw me off was in the age of Gordon Bombay and the Mighty Ducks when he gets the DUI and has to coach him is 29.
Oof!
I was like, get the fuck out of here. The heckler in the first row.
Well, actually, I was just offering you a different point of view, so to speak. Well,
yeah, when you look at like Norm and John Ratner, he's 36 here, and you're like, get the fuck out of town. I am decrepit.
I feel that way about like when I'm watching football and they're like, new to the field, 26, and I'm like, fuck you. I'm like, fuck you, you're not a real person.
Shut up, 9/11 baby.
Yeah, I'm just sitting eating butter noodles.
I'm just
like,
I'm scared of having like doctors are now starting to be my same age that I go to. I'm like, oh shit. I don't like this at all.
I saw one online recently that said the parents in the Rugrats were like 31.
Oh, yeah, fuck, I saw that too. Thank you. No, if you believe some people,
they're all dead.
They're all dead. The Angelica is the only one who's alive.
And she's in like a psych ward?
No, she's haunted by the dead children and abortions and miscarriages of all the other people in the neighborhood. Chucky died with his mom in the car wreck. Phil and Lil were a miscarriage before they found out the sex of the baby. That's why there's two of them. And I said there was another one. Tommy was something too.
Cancer or something like that.
That's some real.
Maybe that's why he's always bald.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but there is a fan theory that Angelica is the only one who's real.
I swear though, every cartoon seems to have a fan theory where all the characters are dead. Like Ed and Eddie was the same thing, that every character died in a different decade, and it was like the kid with the piece of wood was like the 20s, and so all he had is a toy and
it's
everything.
It's some like sleepover scary shit where it's just like, dude, once we rewatch it, it's not the same. This facility's
admissions committee. Okay, so they say that Tommy was a stillborn baby, which explains why his father, Stu, was always in the basement making toys for the son he never had.
Creepy.
Fuck yeah. Children. Ruining children.
But that's not exclusive to our generation. They always said that Gilligan's Island was the seven deadly sins, and they were in purgatory.
Oh, really?
No need to mince words, Mrs.
And when you look at the characters, it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah, I know, absolutely.
Don't misunderstand. There's nothing personal in all this. It's just that my only concern is for the colony.
So you guys are like educated horror movie dudes. I can like have real conversation with you. Practical effects. What do you say some of the best are?
The Thing is my favorite.
That's,
horror,
I mean, yeah,
horror
I think
movie,
that's
so
the hardest one to argue.
That's like for me. Is out there. I feel like Gremlins doesn't get the appreciation because it's kind of a comedy. But I was rewatching it and like going a deep dive on like everything that went into it. It's so well done.
Yeah,
it's like so well done.
Like I definitely think just from like Alien. Just like this, just technical aspect of making that motherfucker work is just so cool. And watching the behind the scenes of all that shit.
Trying to think more like.
Because for me, I go Goofy, which is like Dead Alive.
Dead Alive is great. I mean, I love that Evil Dead 2. What's another fucking insane? No, okay. Meet the Feebles doesn't count.
No, I mean, it'll be just phenomenal.
Yeah. I try to explain that movie to people, and they're they think I'm full of shit.
I think it might be Society.
Society, I just watched that about 2 years ago, last year.
That's Screaming Mad George did that, and he did all the effects for Brian Yuzna, who did our Reanimator sequels, and et cetera, which connects to this.
I'm a butthead.
And Screaming Mad George also did, I believe, Nightmare on Elm Street 4 or 5. He did, because him and John Carl Buechler kind of traded off on who did effects on what.
Yeah.
On all those.
Yeah.
They're like, there's going to be enough of them. We can trade.
I remember the newer thing, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. They had, like, all the practical effects and, like the suits that people had to put on was just fucking awesome. Just especially because like growing up reading those and like seeing them actually like take diligent care in putting like them on, it was pretty dope. To see it sucked, but it was dope to see it like actually fucking come to fruition.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Pretty fun.
She likes my titties.
This poor lady just got one titty out the whole movie. Very stylish.
Is that just daydreaming?
That's not how you cook.
No, that's a terrible way to cook.
We all take turns preparing the meals. This is Whitney Taylor, our newest resident. Lisa is a performance artist. And Philip paints abstracts.
I think that you would discourage this kind of work, Mrs.
Have you ever seen my favorite? One of my favorite effects. Not have you ever seen The Monster and Head of the Family?
No.
It's another full moon movie, and it's probably my favorite movie done on here years ago. It's a head in a wheelchair, basically, with little arms and little legs.
Oh, that's dope.
And it's awesome. It's shot perspective style.
It's like Basket Case, but in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. It's shot perspective style. It's really cool. And I actually think the effects in Basket Case 2 and 3 are really good. All the other monsters that hang out.
Yeah. I'll have to watch those.
That's so cute. Little guy in a wheelchair. Little MODOK.
Yeah, but he's got a deep, like, he talks like Orson Welles. Yeah. You thank you.
Hey.
Yeah, so he's a head, like a head in a wheelchair,
but he's got a big, deep, booming voice from the South. That's Otis Stackpool of the Stackpool family.
Sorry. That rules.
Yeah, there's the Reanimator poster, and there's a John Carl Buechler also did the effects on the original Troll. And there's a Troll poster next to it.
Oh no way!
Troll, of course, starring Sonny Bono and Elaine from Seinfeld.
Ah, fuck! I forgot it was Elaine.
And no correlation to Troll 2.
Yeah, you're right. Of course, that's sorry. Yes, Julia Louis-Dreyfus does have a nude scene in Troll. She doesn't show much, but she does run through a forest nude.
I'm gonna watch Troll again.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it since like a freshman year in high school.
Troll holds up, man. There's a troll in it, unlike Troll 2.
Yeah, right.
Which is trollless.
Troll 2, the trollless. Trappings of our Mrs. Briggs. Come on, Kirk Cameron looking motherfucker.
To my opening. I don't like this guy.
I want him to be killed with that scarf.
Every evening, a group of us gather to critique each other's work. It's the one time we're supposed to share what we're doing.
And we tell everyone they fucking suck.
The excess of flamboyance of the
fucking child draw this? What the fuck?
Detracts from the power of the narrative.
That's the only one got three tits.
Yep.
Hey. I'm going with that one.
Can you repeat that in English?
It's elegant, powerful, and deceptively simple.
This Lilo smile, dude.
That was a great shot.
Yeah.
All right, give me the panties so LeBron gets it.
I'm flattered. Do you really think they're that valuable?
Fun.
I think I'm now going to call people deceptively simple.
Yeah.
What on earth are you doing? Cannon, lady! Hand them over. I really mean business.
Jesus, Philip, give him the paintings. No. No, he's bluffing.
Don't count on it, lady.
I would love to do that to a lady I just met.
Yeah.
You don't have the balls to shoot this dumb bitch.
Doesn't even matter. We don't even know her. Shoot her in the leg to prove you're serious.
So what?
So? The cylinder holds 6 bullets. You just fired one. The rest of the cells are empty. That gun isn't even loaded.
I want to thank you all very much. I can continue with my scene now. You've been very, very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, Norman, you fool! You've destroyed a
so what is that? That's Norman Michelski, ex-Private Eye.
Damn, he pulled it's a prank.
Sometimes he gets blocked and he says it helps to act things out, so we humor him. I mean,
I would have told him.
But like, she was, but she's like, we humor him. Yeah, but the other woman didn't know that and still offered you up.
Yeah.
Not nearly long enough, Amanda. Still drawing the funnies. Some people never outgrow.
I've lived with a few actors over the years. They do weird shit when you're not looking.
Really?
Yeah, my best friend I lived with for a long time as an actor, and he played a superhero in something. And I would just he would just be in his room like doing knife moves. I'm like, what are you doing? Practicing my moves. Learning new things.
That's fucking awesome.
I love him to death, but he would just do the weirdest shit. Organic, and he would say he was doing acting things.
Well, they're pretending for a living, so I guess, yeah.
The weird thing about living with an actor, especially here? If they're like kind of method, is like sometimes you're just like, I can't wait for this movie that they're in to be over. Because I can't come home to that person anymore. Like,
yeah, that's
he played
song.
A superhero. And he was just the like a dick, like
it was just
he wanted to save everybody, but like I literally like I would be in the living room having like a beer,
yeah,
and he'd be like, "We're gonna get you off the booze. Today's the last day. I'm saving you." And I'd be like, "Nah, man, I'm going to bed." I'd be like dead sober, and he would push me over and be like, "You're so drunk you can't even walk. Well, I'm gonna take you to rehab right now." I'd be like, I swear I haven't had a drink yet today.
Yeah.
But they're just stuck in the thing.
Damn, that's so fucking annoying.
But then a different, like, then, like, he'll be playing something else, and that's the guy you're hanging out with sometimes.
You're like, oh, which version of Mark is here today? God yeah. damn it.
It's just, like, split.
It's like he's got to be much exhausted to, like, hang out with, like, Daniel Day-Lewis when he's in Method.
Yeah. Well,
I can't be much, but because they, who has it? Dana Gould said once that meeting Robert De Niro is like meeting a shoe. Like, there's just nothing there. And then a lot of great actors, like when you meet them, they're almost like blank canvases of human beings.
That's
why they can take on these huge characters because there's no them to get in the way.
And that's like something that Daniel Day-Lewis like said. He's like he said how like he has to do that because like he's not a good actor, so he has to just be the person. Where like some actors, they just like they're them, and then they just go, okay, I'm this person like immediately.
Yeah,
they don't have to pretend to be that person all the time.
Yeah, like when Heath Ledger just flawlessly did Joker and was like goofing around with people on set, and then meanwhile Jared Leto had to like send people dead rats, and he's he did all right, but no other guy.
Stop yelling, lady.
Did I wake you?
Yeah,
you're screaming.
You're just screaming outside, you fucking bitch.
Or you just walk fucking farther, stupid.
So,
you fucking screaming bitch.
What do you think of our cozy college?
Well, the atmosphere is nice, but it's a bit stuffy for my taste.
You mean Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
I take it you two are old friends.
Hardly. I think that if I ever had an enemy in this whole world, it would be Amanda. We knew each other in art school, and she made every minute of my first year miserable.
That sounds like art school.
Mean?
That's how art school kind of goes.
Amanda was the hot thing on campus.
She's a real Hitler.
Not that she was very talented. She was just great at dazzling people with all that bullshit.
I love bullshit.
I was only a first-year student. My work ended up in the same gallery show as Amanda's. And
how long you guys been in the city?
Yes, you could say I got
like
a bit more attention.
2 months.
Since August?
Amanda always wanted.
Oh. Okay, what was the final decision to move out here?
For me, it was meeting someone, and that kind of pushed me to it. Plus, I was, you know, past the stand-up New York. I was starting to get some, like, work down here, too. And met someone who encouraged me to. I was like, oh, fuck it.
That's great.
Make a big change. I needed the change in my life, too.
Yeah, I'd done, like, all that I thought I could in Phoenix and stuff like that. I'd been doing it for a minute there, so I was just like, can't make a living out there. Got to make a living out here. So, moved out, brought my girlfriend. Just fucking... on the grind set, but it's been a lot of fun.
I always find it very interesting hearing people's stories that moved here because I grew up right outside. I lived here since I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
So like I've never really
never had
another scene.
Oh yeah, I just like I mean the Arizona scene is great, but like coming out here, it's like completely different.
Dang, it sucks. And I'll get hints of it when I travel and stuff.
Yeah.
Houston scene is my favorite.
Do they got a good one?
Yeah, they party. They're fun. Yeah. They're cool as fuck. Houston scene's really fun. They're good. They're really funny and they're cool as fuck. Everybody down there. There's a club called The Secret Group where like if I had to move out of the city, I think I would want to live by there.
Oh, well, really?
I think my friend Sam, who is a kind of guy, moved out to Austin, but he'd been posted about I think that in Houston.
Yeah, The Secret Group rules. I did their festival recently, but I've been there a couple times now and I fucking love it. Everybody there has a fucking blast.
Texas is dope as fuck. Like, I got to hang out in Austin for a little bit and do some shows, and that was a blast.
Did you do the Creek?
Yeah.
I'm trying... I was talking to them, a couple people at the Creek, to try and do a show while I'm there.
You should. Rebecca's the coolest. And it's a very, very cool spot. Everybody there is very, very nice. Vulcan Lounge is cool, too. I mean, Tony's the man.
I think I'm doing that one.
Yeah,
Tony's the man, and anytime you can be around him, I highly recommend it. He's a fucking good dude deep down. I really like him a lot.
Tony rules hard as fuck. I've known him since I was like 20.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he grooming you?
That wasn't that long ago.
I know. Yeah. 20? Yeah, it's a boyfriend experience. Yeah. It's going out pretty well.
Good for you.
No, I got my CD heart behind my thing. I'm just collecting them.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm trying to get feature work.
But
why does everyone like coincidentally have a Zippo lighter? Those are hard as fuck to find.
Not only that, they're never full when you need them.
No,
they'll do it for this, they'll work, and then when they like need it again, it won't work.
How does it provide enough light?
Well, you know, we were talking about kids not knowing what the fuck something is.
Fucking Zippo lighter.
I bet A, Zippo, B, needing to light fire to find your way and not the fucking light on your phone.
True. People would immediately go to the flashlight.
For Christmas a few years ago, my mother-in-law went on like a fucking doomsday prep phase.
Nice.
That where she was just convinced everything was gonna go down. Like, it was after the big nationwide like grid thing went. Remember?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She just went on a fucking tear. And for Christmas a few years ago, I'm with my wife. Now my wife, my fiance at the time, her sister, her husband, her brother, and the whole family, and the mom got us all these same shaped packages.
Yeah,
and it's very similar to the Bert Kreischer pajamas bit.
Oh, right.
Where like the first person opens it and they're like, four battery powered lanterns. Thanks, mom. And the next person opens their gift and they go, by the way, we all live in twos together, not far away.
No need for eight lanterns.
And then the next one's like, four battery powered lanterns. Thanks, mom. And the next, and literally through there, she bought like 30 of them.
Jesus.
No.
And everyone just had lanterns.
That's fucking insane.
But it was just like the Bert fucking pajamas bit by the end, where just everyone's opening their gifts going, come on, lanterns.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, my uncle's doing that, but he's just stockpiling guns.
Well, that's respectable.
My dad did that shit back when, like, the 2012 Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he sold gold and, like, got up, like, 10 years worth of food that we've moved across the country four times. It's about to expire. It's fucking useless.
At least, hey, but it survived this long.
I know.
Do you like still just like point at it and remind your dad? Hey, Dad, remember when you thought this was gonna fucking be
every time we move it into this? Every time we put it into Penske, yeah.
Fucking set it on fire.
I know. It's like, do we need rehydrated potatoes this bad? It's fucking dumb.
He's like, the Mayans, they might have been off 10 years.
Yeah.
I saw John Cusack in a movie.
I get the gun one though. That's I think that's
I
me
do,
getting
but
old. That's me getting older and whiter and dumber. Is I just sit on YouTube and watch like ballistics tests.
See, I just like guns.
Yeah.
So like I do get that aspect, but I don't think my uncle is stopping the fucking military.
No,
he's gonna try.
He can't even walk correctly. He's got a fucked up back.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I was with Doug Yerm the other day, and we were watching videos of. This fucking crazy ass shotgun ammunition that had chains on it.
Oh shit.
So it had like chain link on the back, like a tail almost.
Oh my god.
But they showed what it did to targets and it like annihilated. It was like they had a wood target, it was like buried in it. And then they showed what it did to bulletproof arm. It just shred a bulletproof vest.
Dude, there's a bunch of videos where people make their own shotgun shells and shit like that, where it's just like...
That always ends well.
Yeah, it's like, all right, we put a carbon fiber spike in the shotgun shell. Let's see what happens. It's like, it can kill anything. That's what happens. And it's a fucking... It's so cool.
We had Thanksgiving one year at a gun club. It was fucking awesome.
That rules.
That is fucking awesome. So gnarly. Where are you from originally?
Connecticut.
Cool.
But like, I don't feel like people realize like how rednecky some of New England can be if you leave like the bigger areas. So there's just like a small town that my cousin was part of. It was a fucking gun club. So we just went out and we were just shooting all fucking day before we had Thanksgiving.
It's a fun time.
Yeah, I won't lie. I want to try that.
Shooting's so fun. I started doing archery. Really. That's pretty fun too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What got you into it?
My boyfriend had done it, but when he was younger, and he was like, do you want to go do it? And I was like, sure. So we just went to the archery range over in Brooklyn, and just now we just go. And just shoot. And
it's
fun.
It's sick.
Aww,
actually not
penis.
Bad.
Not your story. It was a penis on the screen.
That
I used to work at the Renaissance Festival, and like on like my break, I would go take pot shots.
Nice.
It was right next to ours, and like we were the like throw tomatoes as we talk shit. And just the just being a pussy and not being able to pull back a bow and arrow sucks so hard. Sucks so hard, dude.
Fucking, there's a fucking group in like New York. I hear that they go to the parks and they're just in full gladiator knight fucking armor.
They do like MMA.
I want to fucking do that shit.
It's wild.
They're in full armor.
Dude, that sounds like so much fun to watch and no fun to do. Well, I got to know more about being a guy who gets tomatoes thrown at him.
It's fun.
Were you like a jester?
No, it was basically, it was called Vegetable Justice. And like, they would have like this little kind of like courtyard where you can watch.
That sounds
on
like
the
a
sides.
Court drama with everyone in wheelchairs, by the way.
Dude, if only. That would be so much better. Everyone's, it's like, please rise. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's
my
how
bad.
Every episode starts.
Yeah. Everyone rise.
Please rise.
My bad.
Fuck.
My bad. Partially rise. No.
There's just one guy who's not a wheelchair, which has to go and push everyone around.
Yeah, just the risers physically just lift up. No, but it was fun. You just talk shit, and people would, like, would half and core tomatoes, and they would just, like, some people would do, like, the fucking lift a knee step, and it would sound like hammering wood into the side of you, but it was a good time. You learned how to, like, hit up, take
and
them and
shit. They charge per tomato?
Yeah, it was like 6 for 6. 12 for 15 and like Andy, we got a lot of money. It was good money.
Oh no, I'm sure. Yeah, I one of my good buddies is a multi-generation sideshow performer, and he's a dunk tank clown.
Oh shit!
And he toured with Danzig and like a bunch of outdoor festivals.
Oh okay, yeah.
And his shit talking ability,
bar none,
sure. Is tremendous. And he's got a like a 13-year-old son who's a real fucking, just the kind of kid you would expect from a Carney.
Yeah, just Xbox
real
Live.
Real shithead fucking.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks his dad's an asshole. Like, just real. And he would always make fun of son when the son's over. He's like, one day we're out together. And he's like, hey, my son's really been fucking up my ass, telling me I'm not funny and shit. Can you just really bust his balls all? Can you just fucking really just push his shit in all day?
Yeah.
And I just spent the day ruining a little boy. Just
that's
everything
so
he said. I was like, really, asshole?
Yeah.
And I would have these intricate things, and I would let him go for a minute and then fuck with him again.
That's so good.
He's like, hey, thank you. I really needed him to learn to shut the fuck up.
Dude, it was so...
It should be your job. People hire you just to fucking rip on their kids.
Dude.
But like, there was a Dolls poster on one of the walls as well. Which is the movie that wound up inspiring the Puppet Master series.
Is it the same big beast for the entire movie?
I would assume so, yeah.
They spend it all on the same spooky guy?
Yeah. It does look great, though.
I know, they got as long as they keep him in the shadows, you can it's not. Who's back? It's not the same one.
Yeah, no, I did a haunted house for years, so I can assume that some of the same fun of talking shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we had words like our key phrases when someone was like touched by an angel and we had to like let them in. We're just like, yo, let's softball. And we'd be like, yo, that's a great throw. And then their parents come up and we're like, you're fucking dumb. Like, fuck you. It was so cool watching like in the inside of the booth. It was all like all these insults like written down into the wood. It was just like touching it. It was like fucking... It was like the wailing walls and shit like that. It was great.
Extremely truncated version of a story I've told before, and I apologize, fans. I know I do this. Fuck. In a haunted house, I had a deal where I had to pull people out of... they would come into my room, and then one of their friends had been taken before, and they're supposed to pop out and scare their friends.
Oh, okay.
But they would always fuck it up, and I would just yell at them and call them names. And I had a southern accent and the thing.
That rules.
So here come... four beautiful girls in like the Party City style, sexy Jason, sexy Chucky, you know, sexy Freddy.
Oh yeah,
sexy Michael Myers, whatever. And
they're always sexy.
Pop open the thing and their friend doesn't come out, and I look in and there's this black kid dressed like Candyman. And I go, oh great, Candyman's fucking retarded. And I grab him by the collar and I pull him out. He had Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
And I had no idea what to say, and I just went, agoo, and threw them into the next room.
I mean, so technically you weren't wrong.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Hang you up by your eyelids and
For people that have heard me tell that before, I apologize.
I just imagine summoning him, Candyman, yeah. Candyman, Candyman.
I think he thought there was real candy. I think he was confused.
When he thinks he gets summoned to candy instead of summoning the Candyman.
Give me candy. I'm Candyman.
It's in my name.
Who's the sick fucker with a Down syndrome guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to kill retarded Candyman, you just tickle his nose so he scratches his face.
Instead of bees, it's butterflies coming out. The butterflies. Yeah. Oh, God! He's here! Who turned on Blue's Clues?
Retarded Candyman walks in the room screaming and crying every time he shits because he goes to wipe with the hook. I did it again!
I got in too good.
Sorry.
Put a cork on it.
Yeah. It's like a falconer's sleeve.
Yeah. Mom, where's my sheath? Candyman.
A guy I used to do movies with years ago, like, kind of went off grid for a few years, and he recently posted that he's now a falconer. And I'm like, how many things do you go through? Like,
falconer?
The last time I knew him, he was making, like, surfboards. I was like, how many fucking things did you try before you landed on falconer?
Damn.
He's made surfboards. He did a bunch of candles made of hemp. Yeah. He raised turtles.
I did door-to-door knife salesmanship. I landed on falconry. That's a
life. We got a fan of the show that does the door-to-door knives. He sent us all beautiful engraved knives.
That fucking rules.
I got a really nice big knife that says International Superstar Zach Amico on it now in the blade.
That's tough as fuck. You have to kill someone with that.
It's the worst thing to kill someone with.
I mean, yeah, but still, it's tough as fuck.
Maybe they'll be like, he couldn't be this stupid to kill with a knife with his name on it. I feel like someone's sending you guys a bunch of knives, like, in any other scenario, it's a threat.
Yeah, but to add our names on it is pretty nice.
In most scenarios, knives with your name on them is a threat.
Yeah. No, these are excellent.
Why is she signing her name like a ball sack?
Yes, she does.
I can't unsee that.
I got some low hangers, Whitney.
Who doesn't love a heavy hanger? Come on.
Too many guys compliment me on my balls being big, and I'm like, that doesn't help me.
No, that's not good for anybody.
Would you rather have big balls or low hangers?
Big ball, I don't fuck it. Either way, I'm sitting on them.
Tight at the top or low droop?
They start to droop regardless, so.
Yeah,
really.
That's true.
Yeah, as a man entering the next phase of life, death, the one that shocked me the most was a few years ago, the first time I sat down on the toilet and my balls hit the water.
Ooh, that'll shock me.
Yeah, that's a real, hey, how are you?
That's lightening up your spine. Jesus Christ.
And then the first time your balls are riding a floater like a fucking kayak.
Oh, no.
Just those old summer balls. Yeah. Eat those big, fat summer balls.
It's like a log flume ride for your balls. As this videotape so clearly demonstrates, she cloistered
herself in the cellar and stole another artist's work. This lady sucks.
She's a bitch. That is one jacked-looking hand.
Yeah.
Throckmorton. Where do I know that fucking name from?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that my hand?
Her eyes, too. What the fuck?
It is with true.
Did retarded awesome. Candyman draw this? What the fuck?
That is a good-looking monster in the dark.
Yeah. Damn, how convenient. A banana peel.
That's awesome.
She Mario Kart'd her.
Fuck, dude. Awesome.
And she's drawing fast as fuck. This lady draws like the wind.
I know, Jesus Christ.
Monster, bam, banana, bam.
It just cuts back. She's holding two pens, just shading different areas.
There's smoke coming out of it. She holsters it.
I hope the next thing is just the monster with a huge boner.
What?
This is pretty fun.
This is fucking awesome.
This is like Looney Tunes shit.
Yeah. I was about to say, throwing some Jetson sound effects in there.
I just want meep, meep.
I would have gone the other way and been like, I would have drawn a speech bubble over that's like, you don't have the balls, you monster queer.
Are you going to kill me or fuck gay? Me, pussy? Yeah.
I bet you wouldn't brutally anally rape me before you eat me.
And then the monster starts jerking off with her blood. Do you know what, Janet? That's too much.
We can't print this.
Fuck. Yeah. Do you know what?
Sure we can. The monster says, who's next? Come on.
We need to hear that. Who's next?
Imagine if we're just like, who's next?
Who's going to get it?
He's Indian. Who's next?
What is next?
Thank you, come again.
My next victim will be you, maybe. By the power of Vishnu, I will strike you down.
What the fuck is that painting in the background? That guy sucks.
The painting in the background looks like me. It looks like what a child sees when they've been having nightmares about me.
That's how you summon a Zach. You draw a painting and put it in your basement. Yeah.
Ah, he's puking everywhere.
Quick little cum tribute before he goes.
Oh, I don't... Fuck, I don't know if this is something... Yeah, no, this was said on a podcast. Do you... How... The cum tribute. How much more common is it than we realize?
It's probably a dude.
For all the dudes that photograph it, imagine the amount of dudes who don't document it.
No, there's so many. So many people just do it for, like, the good of the art. They just blow in a library book and put it back.
Listen. Have I stuck together the centerfold of a Gothic Beauties magazine when I was 17 and that's what I had? Yes.
That's fine. Dude, my buddy told me about how his friend would manifest shit by cum-tributing a piece of paper with it on it and lighting it on fire. I'm like, that's witchcraft. I'm like, that's not...
That's
like,
dickcraft.
Yeah, hey. That is... And he's like, it works so far, he got the job. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I need to fucking start coming on more stuff.
Yeah, but it was probably like Walmart greeter.
Yeah, he did that in the interview.
Yeah, it didn't say Wall Street executive. Yeah. I tell you that, Bob.
CEO of money.
Sorry, I asked for your resume. What is this fucking piece of paper with fucking cum on it?
It is my resume. Everyone started
hired.
Clapping. Yeah.
All right, I don't want to give people a timeline, but one time when I was done shooting a movie, I did jerk off on my sides.
Really?
Yeah. And leave them on the editor's desk.
God damn.
I shot a huge load on the sides, then I folded it into a little piece of paper and left it on somebody's desk.
If you
desk.
Folded it into an origami swan, that would have been beautiful.
Oops-a-doodle.
Yeah. What is the bonding?
A bunch of people that make movies with me are all trying to do... Cum math right now.
Yeah.
I knew that paper was sticking.
God damn it.
You gotta carry the two in cum math.
Has anyone here seen Amanda?
Well, not since last night.
Maybe she went out.
Get real. We're hundreds of miles from the nearest shopping mall.
Yeah, she's a slut. Anyways, you guys like my drawings?
I'm really worried. I'm not. In fact, I don't care if I ever...
Bitch.
What's the most innocent thing you frequently jerked off to growing up? Like something that was not for masturbating that you definitely in times of... Well, you probably grew up with porn all the time, right?
Yeah.
And you're on the cusp. You're like me where it wasn't necessarily
available. Yeah, it was very like tough. It was like very like...
We were on the cusp.
Yeah.
Where like we could download on Kazaa, it was a nightmare.
If you did it, oh yeah, it was like the slow, like literally that thing where you were watching it, like come down.
Yeah,
and you had to be like, you had to like,
yeah,
you had to choose specifically because you knew you'd only have time for like certain photos.
For me, it was like Rule 34, like looking up cartoons. I'm like, what? I know there's images of her naked somewhere. Yeah. And then I'd look up, like, Shego from Kim Possible, and I'd be like, this is wrong. I know her. I'm like, I shouldn't be seeing her like this. She's vulnerable.
Pete, were you aware of your sexuality even at a younger age?
Not,
or were you jacking it to ladies?
Yeah, I really wasn't at a younger age. Because, like,
you know, what happened is... You had to wait so much longer than I did to start jerking off to the picture.
Yeah, there was no fewer. I didn't know where to go. I found that, like, I would go to, like, chat rooms and just someone would be like... You obviously never knew what you were talking about. They'd say they were, like... So there was a point where someone was, like, said, like, guy looking for a guy. And I just went, all right, whatever. I'll try that. And I started talking to them. But I'd go to, like... games, like there were, like, you play like online games, stuff like that, but then they just turn into like sexual conversations.
Yep.
And that was a whole lot of my childhood.
There is
the game called Dinky Bomb I would play, and I would just suck dirty with people on it, not play the game.
There is somewhere some dude somewhere who posed as a 19-year-old scene trick on MySpace who must have an entire hard drive of me tugging my teenage dick and blowing loads on a desk. Because I, you know, you're just so horny, there's no way you even think that it's not the girl you're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
This guy must, I mean, thank God I'm not 18 in any of them. Because this guy could ruin me. Like,
yeah.
He would change my career path.
Oh, yeah. Now it's a... Now...
But it's so funny, too, when I was first doing it, I wasn't asking for pictures. Didn't care. I was just taking people's word for it. Whatever. This is what we were doing. Photos, nothing. Like, a little bit later on, then we got, like, the webcam. But I also remember being, like, our fucking computer was pretty much in the living room.
Yeah. Right? So ours was in the back of the house.
You had to, like, sneak to get it.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
I remember, like, the innovation of the iPod Touch with Safari on it was a game changer.
Oh, well, that's why I was so jealous of, like, the kids, like, laptops, smartphones. They'd be in their room. I don't worry about it. I remember, like, having to, like, just sneak from my room to the computer, and I could hear my parents, where are you going? Nowhere. Bathroom. Going back to bed.
That's tough.
Oh, yeah, jerking it on the family computer is a nightmare.
You're like a masturbation Navy SEAL trying to, like, crawl your way to the computer.
I've never jerked it on the, like, home computer just because I'm like, I've never needed it that bad.
Oh, fuck you.
I mean, like, I would rather sit in the shower with my thoughts than be like, have to pull some Splinter Cell bullshit just to see a boob or two.
No, man, times were desperate.
We weren't that imaginative. She's got a knife.
She just having fun doing a David Bowie thing?
Yeah, I think it's performance art. This is the kind of shit I saw in college a lot.
Damn.
I took performance art.
That's got to be
very pretentious.
That's got to be tough as fuck.
Sounds it.
Very pretentious.
I went to the MoMA and it almost made me hate art altogether. Yep. I was just like, dude, some dude eating a hot dog with American flag behind him. It's like, this isn't the MoMA. I'm like, fucking Christ.
I could do that.
I have done that.
Yeah,
that's 4th of July.
Performance art in the digital age. And it was fucking weird.
That, yeah, I can only
imagine.
It
was very, very hoity-toity and pretentious, and I did not get it.
You should have just done wrestling moves every single time. Like, this is my performance.
One of my performances I did a staged reading of Bon Jovi's Runaway.
Yeah?
But as a play. Oh, she's a little runaway. And no one in the class knew what it was, and they just thought it was like a monologue I did.
Just soft snaps afterwards. Yeah, yeah. Just being like, that was moving, Zachary. You put on the inspector gloves just to steal her fucking comic book?
Of course.
Yeah, that class was like maybe 15 people, but we were in a theater room for like a few hundred, and I was going through a manic episode at the time.
Fun.
Thank you. No, not bragging. So I bought multiple packs of paper plates and crayons, and I drew faces on every single one and put duct tape on the back and went to school early, like hours early, and filled the entire room with faces on every empty chair and showed videos from my final.
Holy
but like
shit.
I hid all the faces from my videos in the plates, so it was like they were in it and watching it.
that.
Yeah, because I was out of my mind and having a manic episode, and in my head it made sense. It was art.
To be frank, it sounds dope.
It was pretty stupid.
But that's like the only classroom that people could walk in. They're like, oh, Zach's doing a thing.
Yeah,
instead of just being like, don't let him reach in his backpack.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Zach's doing his art.
Zach's doing that art thing again.
Yep.
Writing on paper plates.
One of my videos for that class was just me eating Pop Rocks in slow motion in a super zoom on my mouth.
That's dope. Was it gross looking?
Yeah, super gross.
I can imagine that looks gross. Yeah.
You fucking narc.
You bitch.
This is so funny. I love this guy's watching the monster.
Yeah. Yo, Rang.
Oh, I didn't notice the monster has a pentagram on the chest. That's sick.
Yeah.
It's a good monster, dude.
I look at how he raised his eyebrows. Like, it was like, ain't that something, huh?
Perfect.
Oh.
Perfect. Waste not, want not. That's exactly what that effect should have looked like.
That kind of reminds me of Scanners.
Yeah.
When that guy's just head just gets shot with a shotgun from behind.
That's as good as that gets. Shot me if you can, according to the subtitles. What's wrong? Amanda. Why are we dressed the same this whole movie?
It's like, I really like you.
Yeah.
Guys, we're Crips tonight. We can only wear blue.
Ba-bomb.
I like how he appears and disappears with wind chime sounds. That's whimsical as shit.
I don't know. I don't know. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill her. Amanda stole my work from the cellar, but how did she get a hold of my portfolio?
I'm sure I don't know.
God, the amount of girls' portfolios I had to look at in my early 20s. You're really talented.
That's gotta be a big wolf.
The art school, dude. You gotta sit, and a girl invites you over, and then all of a sudden that fucking black portfolio comes out.
Oh my god.
My work for the year.
Thank god dude just invited me over to have sex.
Dude, I mean, what a fucking...
Why can't you
What a cheat code.
Yeah, why can't you just...
What a cheat code being gay. No double entendre meant.
Yeah.
Being gay is the warp pipe of sex.
Yeah, it's insane. Maybe. Like, you don't need Netflix and chill. It's like, you know what's happening.
If two dudes came over and just like, you want to see my portfolio? It's like, why aren't you fucking my ass?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Your portfolio have your dick in it? Because that's why I'm here.
You know, usually when
one of my closest friends is a bear, and his dirty talk, we used to work nights together, and him hitting on dudes late at night is my... The funniest things I've ever heard in my life. It's the greatest dirty talk I've ever heard, which is, why don't you come over tonight? Come on, I want to see you.
I'll tell you my life
and
story.
Then he goes, it's cool. My CPAP has an attachment for a second person. The amount you must love Fat Cog for you to buy the two-person CPAP as a single man. And goes, hey, listen, this is going to get used.
Like, yeah. You definitely got the warranty with that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, now I feel like I beefed it at the hotel. All you're going to hear at night is the sound of all the CPAP. There must be just CPAP machines.
Yeah, yeah. The power's going to go out.
It's going to sound like...
The power's going to go out and 45 dudes are going to die.
All of
45 dudes are going to choke to death on their tongue because the power went out.
All of Mexico...
Just don't know what they're choking on in certain rooms.
All of Mexico is just dimmer for the next 48 hours.
It's my buddy Stu, and he does... We were talking about podcasts. He does Bigger Vegas.
Yeah.
And I told one year when he did it, I told him, text me the bear emoji every dude you're with. And I didn't realize they were going to come in packs.
All right.
So I thought it'd just be like bear emoji one day. Bear. It would be like three.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking insane. It's insane. Huh?
Because I forget that, like, couples cruise.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And that's the move.
Like, I heard, like, yeah, my boyfriend's done some. Like,
that's
I was like, holy shit.
That's so wild.
Come on, don't be embarrassed, Whit.
Just get, fucking get a text message that's just a whole forest. Just being like, oh, God.
This is a zoo. Jesus.
I'm serious, Bob. I've never seen this before.
Blah, 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 blah. It's the monster in the shower.
All right.
Yay.
Whitney, it's really not like you to be modest.
Shh, I'm telling you, Philip, I did not draw that.
Then who did? Childress's ghost? Shh,
the monster.
I don't like this guy's jaw smile combination.
I think that's his whole face.
He's got this, this thing that I don't like.
Yeah, it does seem like you can put like a single quarter between his
teeth. It's an underbite, right? We were talking about that on fucking rap. About, so I had an underbite when I was a kid, but I got a retainer, and then I used to have to take a popsicle stick and put it between my teeth and do it 200 times a day to slowly bring my jaw forward.
That's terrible.
Yeah. It didn't fix the rest of me, but it was something.
Yeah, you got something fixed.
And, because we were talking about how bad underbite, we saw a chick with a really bad underbite and got it fixed. Well, who did, what celebrities did they have it? Amy Poehler.
She had an underbite?
Has an underbite.
Currently?
Yeah, a couple of celebrities have underbites.
That's hysterical.
Whitney, come on now. What are you talking about?
Philip, the curse is real.
What curse? What are you saying?
This lady's done very little research to figure this out.
She's like, I didn't draw that.
So basically, the monster from Cellar Dweller is Muhammad. And if you draw it, it will take vengeance on you.
It will cut off your head in the middle of a French street.
So this is a combination between the Prophet Muhammad and the little black kid from Tales from the Hood.
Yeah.
Who needs to kill David Alan Greer as his abusive stepfather.
A beautiful combination of the two.
God, we haven't done that in forever. We do Black History Month on the show every year, and Tales from the Hood was our first year.
Nice.
Fuck, what a good movie. I'm really running out of movies. Thank God I saved Blackula. Blackula, and there's a... there's a Black Frankenstein, too.
No,
I can't remember. It might be Funkenstein.
That sounds about right.
Philip? Where are you?
Come on, lady.
There he
is. There we go.
Yeah. Get fucked by the monster.
He's not in the cellar anymore.
No. He's he's out of his dwelling. This was a great... So I actually really like the motif of showing the drawing instead of showing the violence.
Yeah.
Because it really hits your head. Like, in your head, that's what he's doing.
It's more like the aftermath.
Plus, it probably makes it a hell of a lot.
What a bitch. That guy couldn't fucking...
That was cool.
What? Are there a bunch of them now?
I don't know. By the way, for anybody that's heard me talk about it, I've been on this Instagram that I love called Terror Detective. This movie. Tons of ideas for what movies to watch on the show. They post just clips of gore from movies.
Oh, really?
They help me pick like my last five or six movies that I've been super into. So thank you, Terror Detective, on Instagram. Oh, I actually saw it because they posted a clip from Return to Nukem High Volume 2, one of my movies.
Nice.
And they tagged me. And ever since then, I've been fucking loving it. So thank you, guys. And it's either movies I haven't heard of or movies that I needed to be reminded of.
There's this one Instagram account that I fuck with so hard. It's like SFX Atlas or something like that. And it's all just like all practical effect shit from like recent stuff. And just seeing how much it's come. And people are just like, yeah, here's my chest. I'm exploding. Now coming back together. I'm like, oh my God. That's wild.
I just, a few years ago, I did a movie with a guy named Eric Fox, who was on Face Off.
Oh, yeah?
And the amount, he brought, like, a trailer full of extra shit for us to use. And this guy, he's just a fucking brilliant dude. And he had all these awesome things that we just had, days where we could sneak in extra gore effects.
That rules.
And he just had the craziest shit. We have a guy who basically grabs his face and his skull comes out.
Oh my god.
And it looks so good.
It's like Dick loves his whole face.
Yeah, it looks so good. And it's just like a... It looks like that the whole time. It's just how we shot it.
That's so
like
funny.
He just taught us how to shoot it. Like, we have another guy who gets pulled out inside out through his asshole. Like, we have a bunch of really good ones in this one. It's called Shakespeare
Shitstorm. The most prolapsed asshole in history. You just shit yourself.
I am the prolapse. Right.
Down, excuse me, I'm a sneeze. Excuse me, I apologize. They'll
be back. Haven't you been listening to me? I certainly have. Comic books and monsters and... Oh, that's a nasty cut.
Oh, now I believe you. Not that half this house is gone.
Didn't people used to live here?
Yeah, people used to live here. Oh, my God, you've got a cut? There must be a monster loose.
Get the cut, sucking dick.
Are you trying to fuck that monster? Is everyone going out and fucking the monster? Is that why they're leaving? I've been going through a
lot of changes. Monster's got good dick. What do you want?
Oh no. Oh no, she's Italian.
Oh.
Pasta fazzo.
Oh shit.
Did you touch my gravy? Ah.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. For a little movie that I assume is pretty low budget since we haven't left this fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Which is the number one, I say it all the time, it's the number one way to save money on a movie. Because location changes are a motherfucker. Transporting people, getting them there, showing them where the bathrooms are, getting everything set up. If everyone knows every day, it saves you so much time.
I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah, especially if you got to set up bathrooms and catering and shit.
That's what I always, like, when my chick hates watching horror movies, and I try to convince her, I'm like, every time you're scared and someone's screaming, just think about them doing that, like, three times,
yeah.
And then go eating a croissant afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty much their day.
Pretty fun, dude. I actually want to give a shout out to Nat in the booth for fucking hanging out all goddamn day. It was a marathon day, and
you too,
I bitch and moan about having to get up and do a bunch of podcasts. And Nat's a fucking trooper, man. She's been here since before me today doing rap, and I just want to thank her for fucking sticking it out all day. You're a fucking killer, kid.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Tell it helps that it's fun.
Who knew it?
Oh, shit.
Fucking Whiteout killed the monster.
Yeah, it's white. It can't be that surprising, lady.
It was a drawing the whole time.
What a fun little Twilight Zone-y fucking... Perfect. Oh, and she even does, like, cross, the fucking exorcist. It was a cum... It's the first ever cum tribute.
Yeah, right there. It's... Now fold it up and send it away.
Yeah.
I'll give this to the next person. Take that, Marvel.
Now take a picture and put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
He had to say it on something real, so I'm so sorry if he said it. It's something I listened to, not something he said in person. Somebody did it to Shane's dad. The picture of Shane's dad. I think somebody did a cum tribute to fucking Shane's dad.
And
posted it on Reddit. And Shane was just thinking, like, dude, I couldn't even explain that to my dad, how, like, why it's funny.
Yeah.
How it's funny, like, how they even got a photo of him.
Man, that's so funny. Imagine the guy just sitting there about to come, just being like, this is going to be hysterical.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't wait to post this on Reddit.
Well, if anybody finds my dad's Facebook, there's a picture of him shirtless. With his abs out, holding a fish. And if you're going to do one, that's the one to do it to. And I won't be mad at the first three of you that do it.
First come, first serve. Yeah. Get on quick, guys.
Fourth person, you're on thin ice.
First come, first giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did she delete? Did she go back in time Superman style with the whiteout?
She redrew, like, everyone coming back or trying to.
She flew around the world.
Sorry, I was talking about jerking off the photos of my dad. You know how it is.
You know.
She really wanted Philip back? Philip sucks.
You call that a kiss? I'm not talking about some quick peck on the cheek here. I'm talking about a real...
Philip's gay. Why is she into him?
Was the monster there?
Yeah, she drew him chained up.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, for reasons.
Why don't you just draw him dead?
Thank you. You're the one that did it.
And there's me in the background.
And as retaliation, they fuck in front of the monster.
Yeah.
So what's next?
They just edge the monster, but they'll let it come.
Yeah.
Of course, big swinging monster. By the way, this does sound like something you've thought about before.
What?
Edging a monster. Edging a chained up hairy monster.
No, I'm the hairy monster.
Yeah, okay. And I got it.
I'm not joking. Like,
someone.
My boyfriend tied me to the balcony at P Town and did that to me. All right.
someone likes to be a little deprivation for somebody. I get it.
Yeah.
And that was your username way back when in the chats with all the video games, Edge Monster.
Edge Monster, yeah. I don't think I knew what edging was yet.
Yeah, you weren't skilled enough.
I wasn't. I didn't know. I couldn't just stop it. I was like, ah, shit, it's too far.
Yeah.
That is the worst when you're trying to edge and you go like a half stroke too far. Yeah. So that way, instead of edging, you just come terribly. You just have a terrible...
Because you're stopping, you're like, ah, fuck.
And then your cum just fucking leaks out.
Yeah,
instead of a fucking cum shot.
Ruined.
Yeah.
So that was 3 hours for nothing.
Damn.
Reset the clock.
Yep, here we go again.
Man, put on the next Lord of the Rings.
Back to 0 days since workplace accident.
Yep.
30 years ago.
Oh, he's like, I'm still here. Jerk me.
Make me come.
Touch it.
If you're going to kill me, at least make me bust. Make me bust.
I got to get the beef dip.
That's the headliner of beef dip?
Now the question is, does he become on fire now? Or does he just wither away? I'd assume he's now on fire.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Or there's a fire directly in front of him.
Yeah. They can't burn that suit. They need to make 3 more movies, man.
Yeah.
Wait.
Wait.
He's gonna catch fire.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, fuck that guy, fucking flamer.
Oh no, there's a fire right in front of me.
I can't reach you anymore.
You fucking stupid bitch. Why'd you throw everyone in there, goddamn dummy?
Hey, come down here just to see what's going on. Do you guys mind? Oh no!
Hey, I thought I got killed by a monster, so I'm on fire!
I came back to tell you the stove's on. Oh no!
Mo, no. She screamed, Mo.
Oh, he's still, forever to burn.
I'm still perfectly fine. I'm just in fire.
Good thing I didn't draw myself. Oh, well. At least I still have my portrait of Zach.
Yeah.
I feel like they should make this with Kristen Wiig. She would be really good at this part.
Yeah, honestly.
She's like, oh no, all those people I kind of didn't like and just met.
That's sick. I want that as a tattoo.
That's
cool. Sick as fuck.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Someone tattoo that on me. Fans?
Now time for my cum tribute.
Perfect. Awesome. Top to bottom, perfect.
Sweet.
That's... A good cast is worth repeating.
What a perfect top to bottom.
Oh,
fucking hour,
yeah.
17, baby. That is how a movie is made.
Get in, get out.
Look, there's fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people in the whole fucking movie. Wow, that is a good low-budget movie. Thank you so much to my guests, Peter and Tristan.
Thanks for having me.
And I appreciate it. Please check them out online. Go support them live And thank you so much, everybody here at Gas Digital Network. We love you guys very much. If you can't tell, I'm going to assume this was shot in Italy. thank you guys so much for watching. We will catch you next week on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.